I'm Rudy, long time Usenix geek, and that kind of sort of falls in with this presentation. I was chair of LISA 2010, and to actually do that, you need a PC, and you have to you can choose your own PC. And I met Karst Kooijmans at the University of Amsterdam. Actually, at some talk, and I said, "Hey, Karst, you want to join the program committee for my LISA?" And he said, "Yes, but I want to make a deal. I do this thing called the Math Olympiad, and I need someone to actually be in charge of the network." So we made a deal, and it's as I'm going to tell it, it worked out pretty well. So what I'm going to tell you is the following: what is the International Math Olympiad? And on then going into the network, what were the requirements? How did we set it the stuff up? What architecture did we use? What technology? And then coming to the actual stuff that we did hands-on, how did we build it, and what issues did we encounter, what lessons did we learn, what would we do better next time, and what could be different. So coming to the IMO, the International Math Olympiad, it's a yearly event. It's in a different country every year, and it's for high school students, and there's about 600 plus of them. And what they do is they do a maths contest. So they have to do a couple of maths assignments, and then they got rated and everything. And there's 100 plus members of the jury that actually make up the assignments and also correct them and come to the conclusion of who's first and who's second and such. So it's a 7 days long event, 2 days of the actual contest, and the other 5 days the jury needs to prepare the assignments, translate the assignments, because we got people all over the globe, and they got the assignments in their native language. So we had to, in the computing infrastructure, we had to cope with 60 plus different languages, also the different character sets and everything. And so then there's the correction and scoring. So to facilitate this complete process, we need a network. And that network goes for the Amsterdam version, for the Netherlands version of 2011, over 5 locations, two hotels in Amsterdam, one sports complex. You can see here how that looks when people are actually doing their contest. There were 3 or 4 halls filled with tables and people sitting there. One hotel in Eindhoven, which is about 150 miles from Amsterdam, which is the jury location. The jury sits there and is separated from the contestants to actually sort out what the assignments will be and translate them and everything. And for the network, we had in a data center in Amsterdam at the University of Amsterdam, where we at the Masters of System Administration department, where Karst Kooijmans is working. So that was the location thing, and for the rest we need to have internet access, but it needs to be controlled. And the jury that was working on the assignment need to be cut off from the internet for like a couple of days in order to not allow them to actually send the assignments over to the contestants. Furthermore, we had a logistics system set up in the data center that needed to be accessed. The work that the contestants did and actually wrote on paper need to be scanned and then sent over to the jury. So we need to have a network for that. And we had a question and answer session before the contest, like if the contest starts, each and everyone gets their assignment, and there's like half an hour that they could ask questions about the stuff. And then the stuff starts, and because this question procedure is also facilitated by the contestant writes the questions on a piece of paper. It needs to be scanned and sent over to the jury location and then displayed there, and the jury answers that question, sent back, etc. So to do that, we needed enough bandwidth. And the definition of enough bandwidth was better than last year. And last year, the year 2010, we had some issues with bandwidth at the location where it was held by then. We needed to have backup scenarios when connectivity fails, to secure stuff and to actually be able to cut off the jury part from the internet. We need separate networks, and we need a fair bit of flexibility to actually cope with people moving from one room in a hotel to another room in a hotel, and they have their network or setting stuff up. So that was what we actually got on paper like a year before. And then this process started to design the stuff. And we came up with a couple of simple things, a simple solution, and then have the idea of keep us as simple as possible, because it's gonna be a whole lot of building, a whole lot of ad hoc stuff. So if you make a really, really complicated layout and a really, really complicated setup, it probably won't work, and people will be annoyed by that. So we used VLAN to separate traffic. We used a VPN setup between all locations. We had a private IP range that we used inside. We had a network address translation to access the internet, and the internet gateway was located at the University of Amsterdam, so we had every location talk to that central point. And the main thing was use common sense. So about complexity, I told you, keep it as simple as possible, keep it as modular as possible. So in case of equipment breaking down, that you can use another machine that was used at another location, really simple, reconfigure it and put it on that location, and have all open source software and open environment so that everybody could actually in the network team work with that. And we had a slight preference for Unix. Coming up to everything was like this was the architecture that we were envisioning. We had the Eindhoven setup, the jury setup. We had in Amsterdam a couple of locations. Those two locations are connected with a wireless bridge. And every location was with a VPN tunnel to the central location in Amsterdam, in the data center where we have the central services, the logistics environment, the net box to go to the evil internet. So, another picture of the setup. We had different VLANs in every location. Like the jury has a separate VLAN, the organizers have a separate VLAN, the internet connectivity for the contestants. Like they're there for like 5 days, and we wanted to give them also internet access to communicate with the with home and such and do some Skype video conferencing and that kind of stuff. So we all had that tunneled all those VLANs through the internet to a software router and also that registration server. And not all VLANs, of course, have access to that registration server. For the backup, we used a 3G modem or 3G modems at all locations to when the fixed line at that location fails, we can use the 3G modem to actually go over the 3G telco over the internet into also with a VPN tunnel into the central facilities. So on technology, we use FreeBSD, doing OpenVPN at every location. We used Cisco switches to do the VLAN separation. And we, for wireless, we used simple access points. So no complex access points. We used pre-configured access points with one SSID for each and every VLAN and then connect it. We used OpenVPN. We had on the central side 4 copies of the VPN daemon running on separate port on separate ports on that machine. Why did we do that? Because OpenVPN is a single threaded system, and if we were running on a quad core and we wanted to have every site not influencing the other sites. So we run 4 copies. We have a self-signed certificate, PKI. Because we probably have a lot of NAT sessions, people using Skype to talk to their parents, we were forced to use in-kernel NAT or instead of NAT on in user land. And using multiple IP numbers on that one central box to make sure we were not running out of source port. On the remote side, we have the same setup as on the central side, so the machine was interchangeable. Also, OpenVPN, there were we running DNS slave. We did DHCP on that VLANs. We had a special anti-lockout rule on the firewall there to make sure that we could get into the machine over the internet instead of over the VPN tunnel if VPN went down for some weirdo reason. How did we set it up? If you come in a hotel, I don't say it's typical, but we have encountered this setup in a hotel where we had to like use their own wired infrastructure. So that was kind of a challenge. Also, the other thing is that we set everything up in the Amsterdam data center before we were shipping the VPN terminators to the hotels to actually test the complete stuff. So coming to the building phase, we had 6 people, 4 days to build everything. So we had everything prepared and then shipped to the locations and build the stuff. The big part of it was, if you see this in a hotel, you got to improvise and improvise and improvise. We were really, really cautious to document every step because in the running of the system that week after, we probably needed to change something. And if you then go into this mess to sort out a socket, then without documentation, bad thing. We used the wiki to disseminate the documentation over all people that were involved. And we used a reasonable schedule. We asked the actual team that was responsible for setting up a site, how much time do you need it? Do you need to set it up? And they came up with an estimate. We multiplied that by pi and came up with an estimate that we allowed them to do that. And that was good, because engineers always underestimate the time that they need to actually get something up and running, me, myself included. So for the backup, we used 3G modems. We didn't use the 3G dongles, because then you had driver issues on machines and such. So we had 3G modems that just got Ethernet out. We had a warm standby machine that was replacement for every site. So if a VPN terminator broke down, we could ship that machine to that site and have, by copying or renaming one directory name, get that configuration in place. On the central site, we had multiple internet feeds, because there were just multiple internet feeds coming into that in that building, and we used that. And for the logistics system, we also made it not only available through the internal network, but also reachable over the internet with some extra security. And we had a complete system on the laptop as backup that could be used in case of major breakdown. The issues that we encountered were like the local situation in different hotels. You do a site survey like a month before, and then at that moment you come with your boxes in the hotel, and they say, "Yeah, we completely redesigned our infrastructure, and it's not completely ready yet. But yeah, well, this is what we have now. So why did you say that before, man?" We had completely changing and dynamic requirements for the from the organizers and from the jury, that they wanted to have they wanted to have internet on that room, or access to that printer, and access to different things that were not designed beforehand. We run into some routing issues that we had not foreseen before. We had some issues with switch configuration that both of them could have been solved by using a configuration management system. But then again, hey, keep it simple, and we got four machines to actually set up. So if we want to set up a complete configuration management system for that, it was like a trade-off. So what did we learn here? Expect the unexpected in site surveys. Document everything. We use the wiki for that. And be really, really strict in your documentation. Use DNS. DNS forever. Every machine, everything that has an IP address, put it directly in DNS. The moment you give that address, put it in DNS. So everybody knows, and everybody only could refer on logical names instead of numbers. Label everything. And have everybody in the network team, give them a machine with appropriate tools, like Wireshark, like other stuff, and tell them how to use them in case of problems. And also have hand tools handy and in at all sites, because, well, if everything breaks down, or you completely are stuck, and there's no pliers, or there's no screwdriver on at the right side, and you have to remove a part of the network cabinet. So other things we learned: don't underestimate the engineer. We got really, really creative solutions to do some engineering problems in setting it up and running, and be flexible by design. So we had all VLANs available on all switches. So we designed a switch. This is a switch for the jury. Have the jury VLAN. They're like on 40 ports, and use the rest of the 8 ports of the switch to actually also have the other VLANs available, because, sometimes it come up. Hey, we need here access to the organizer's VLAN, or the organizer services. So you need. And you don't need to reconfigure a switch. So no complicated procedures, no really people that have different layers of management and such. Just do it. Just make it work. And be creative. And test. Allow enough time to test the stuff. We completely set it up in the data center, tested it, shipped it, and then forgot a couple of issues. So test. And also don't set your deadlines that critical that you have to really, really, really work against the deadline, and things will fail and things will break down. And the other thing is be able to cope with the politics of a large organization. It's like 1,000 people in the organization to actually set some stuff up, not only the IT department, but also the logistics department, the organizers and such. Other things, really make sure that you got good communication lines, preparation, long time. Take your time to prepare. And be able to rely on the other parts of the organization. Be able to rely on people that say, hey, I can get you that box to Eindhoven tomorrow, and not go thinking, well, I'm going to do that myself because I want to be sure that it happens. Because, yeah, well, you're a team, and it thinks... you have to be able to delegate and rely upon each other. And last but not least, the team spirit in setting such a thing up is really, really important. It's like you work with each other for like a year, part-time. I was involved like one day a week throughout the year to get this organized. And get the architecture right. And you get to learn people, you get to know people, you get to know how you have to handle situations. And in that team, you can do everything, right? You have the power to improvise, you have the power to cope with difficult situations, you know who's gonna do what, and you can rely upon each other. So that's really, really important, that piece of team spirit. So that's about setting it up. And we actually got it running, had no real big problems in the operation. We did not have to replace VPN terminators. We did not use the 3G modems. We had a network that was running. And, it was... better than the year before, and that was our initial goal, and we kind of succeed in that, and what we learned from the most thing that we learned from that was having that team, and I'm still in contact with them, and we do stuff together, and it's really great to do that and to work together. So that was what I wanted to tell you. Any questions? If there's no questions, then thank you.